First of all, let's turn to Matthew 22. We talk about this a lot, but let's settle this, and you can mark it in your own Bible. In Matthew 22:41, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, "What think ye of Christ, or what think ye of Messiah? Whose son is he?" They say unto him, "The son of David." The son of David. Now this comes up and is a big clue. And you can use this same thing. All right. Now, well, let's look at the one, since we were in Mark, let's go back over there to Mark 10, 46. And they came to Jericho as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside begging. And when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, "Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me." Now, what did he say? "Jesus, thou son of David, do hesed for me." Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Many charged him he should hold his peace. But he cried out the more a great deal, "Son of David, do hesed for me." And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man and say, "Well, you know, good. Hey, isn't it good? He's calling for you." Yeah, yeah. But he didn't pay attention to that. Jesus answered and said to him, "What would you that I should do unto thee?" Bartimaeus needed to say it. The blind man said unto him, "Lord, that I might receive my sight." Jesus said, "Go your way, your faith has made you whole." Immediately he recovered his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Now let's look at it in Luke 18. Luke, being a physician, goes into more detail because he was writing documentary to Theophilus. He addressed him at the beginning, and the reason he knew more about the Christmas story is because Luke interviewed her in Ephesus where she was living with John. Remember at the cross? He said, "Behold your mother, behold your son." So he took care of her the rest of his life. And Timothy was a pastor. Yeah. And the Apostle Paul would write, said, "Let no man despise your youth now." Here's the Apostle John and Jesus' mother. What am I going to preach today? I'm so young. Here goes. That'd be a little tough. But he was called to preach. And he was called to preach that congregation. So the Lord saw to it that the right preacher was there to minister to his mother. Wow. And to minister to a man that has seen it all. And all of that's rolling through his mind. And this young man. Well, you can see that.
Yeah.
So now, in Luke 18, 35. Came to pass, he was come nigh to Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. And they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me, anointed one, son of David. He called him Messiah. He knew who he was. And they which went rebuking me, he should hold his peace. He cried the much more. My mean man, he was shouting, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He stood and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he's come near, he asked, what will you have I should do? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. Jesus said to him, receive your sight. Your faith has saved you. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people that saw it praised God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's look at it again in Matthew 20, 30. Behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside, when they heard the crying out, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. The multitude rebuked them because they should hold their peace. How they cried more, saying, have mercy on us. Jesus stood still and called them and said, what would you do that I should do to you? They say unto him, Lord, open that our eyes may be opened. So Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately their eyes received sight, and they followed him. That's fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, he wore a beggar's coat. He had presented himself to the priest. Well, and both these men had. But Bartimaeus had presented that he wore a garment that allowed him to be in places where there were a lot of people, that he was actually blind. And his coat proved that. So go back and study all of those. When he called him, he shed his garment. That's the reason Jesus said your faith has made you whole. That's right. Because he literally said, I don't need this anymore.
Right. That's good.
He dropped that beggar's coat. Yeah. And he followed him in the way. So praise God, at least we have his name. Yeah. He's not. Now the other one we don't. But at least we have Bartimaeus' name, and he's no longer blind Bartimaeus. He's Bartimaeus. Amen. Look at that. I mean, he's cried out to him, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stopped. Now notice this. Jairus said, I pray you, come lay hands on my daughter, she shall live. He went with him. Well, faith took him home with him. Yes. On the way home, faith stopped him. And he said, who touched my clothes? Well, he's Jesus, you ought to know. Well, no. He's Jesus, yes, but he's a man, anointed. He didn't know who it was. He had to find out. So he stopped and listened to her long enough for that daughter to die. So that's the reason we know it was 12 years. That's the reason we know it was many physicians. So and all the the time, Jairus is standing there and did not say another word. He'd already spoken his faith. And he trusted this man. Even after they said, she's dead, he still didn't say anything. Because Jesus answered. And see how, do you see how he dealt with death? Stop the fear. Stop the fear. And then John went ahead and taught about that. Developing love, growing love. Love-filled faith casts it out because it has torment. Yes. All of these things combined. Because he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we have the privilege of looking back and living in these covenants. Hebrews 8:6, but now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. What is a mediator? He's one that stands in the gap. You could put it like this. He's the only person in the history of mankind raised from the dead, seated at the right hand of majesty to probate his own will. That's a mediator. He's here to see to it comes to pass. I mean, he is our high priest of our confession. Third chapter of Hebrews. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The mediator of a better covenant with better promises. And he's alive today, and it is the everlasting covenant. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So now, I want to look at this woman in Luke chapter 13. Luke 13, this settles the question. This is good. Luke 13, verse 10. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, look here, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. Well, just do a little math. Take 30 to 33 and minus 18. And you see how old Jesus was when that thing got on her. So I don't know. She may have been older than him. But here it is. He laid his hands on her. Now look here. Now wait a minute. Woman, thou art loosed from your infirmity. Now, I want you to see this. You're loosed from your infirmity. Amen. Then he laid his hands on her. He spoke it, and then he didn't do it all at one time. I only say what I hear my Father say. I only do what I see my Father do.
Yes.
Well, that's the way the Father said, do this. Speak to her.
Yes.
Now, it doesn't say so, but I envision, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. I'm envisioning her. She couldn't raise up. And then he lays his hands on her immediately. She was made straight.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
I saw that happen in Jamaica.
Amen.
A man asked me to preach on Sunday morning. And I asked him, I said, how long do you want me to take, Keith? He said, give them all from 1 to 2 if you want to. I said, really? He said, don't give them off at all unless you... But anyway, I did and came back. And the place was jammed out. I mean, it was celebrating Jamaica's independence. And they brought a woman. I found out later it was her son and grandson that did it. In a bed sheet. And she was in a ball. Oh, she couldn't bend up. She was laying on her side. She's like this one. She bowed over. She couldn't straighten up. So she's on her side. But she brought her shoes. And while I preached long enough, all of a sudden a crutch went right straight up and it was on. And I just kind of stood back and watched it. And in the midst of that, she just got up and put her shoes on. Glory to God. Right in the middle of all that. Praise God. He laid his hands on her. Immediately she was made straight and glorified God. I mean, she started praising God the minute she was made straight. She just stood up and started glorifying God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day. And he said unto the people, there are 6 days which man ought to work. And them therefore come and be healed. She couldn't. He wasn't preaching healing, or she would have gotten healed the same as she did with Jesus. But because God already said in his word, I am the God that heals you.
Yes.
And he said, I will put none of the diseases that I put on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healed. Well, what was that all about? Had Moses gone into Pharaoh and said, let my people go. And he said, well, okay, that's fine. They wouldn't have had him do all that. But there was no way he's going to do that. And God, for the first time, up to then he had been El Shaddai. The God is more than enough. But now he has become Jehovah. Jehovah. Oh. And under that, the 6 redemptive names of God. Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. Jehovah Sitzkenu. Jehovah Shalom. Our banner, our healer, the one that never forsakes us.
Hallelujah.
So, praise you, Jesus. Listen to what he said. You hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his donkey from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound low these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the seventh day? But I settled it. 2 things. She's a daughter of Abraham. But so are you.
Amen.
We already found that out. And if you're in Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to his promise? Yes. Well, then you ought to be made straight. Yes. You ought not have an infirmity. Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 18 years that woman had been like that, going to that same synagogue, and I don't know what she's hearing, but it wasn't that. And Jesus, he called him a hypocrite.
That's right.
You two-faced hypocrite. She's a daughter of Abraham, and Satan has bound her. You wouldn't even treat your donkey like that. You wouldn't treat an oxen like that. And this woman, 18 years, and you let her be bound up. Man, I mean, he chewed them up. Good for him. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Brother Copeland, this is Maria from right here in Omaha, and she had some problems with her knees. She had pain. And when you told her and told everyone to do something you couldn't do before, she began to bend and do things. And now doesn't have the pain in her knee.
Hallelujah.
I've had problems with my joints in my knees and my legs for a while, years. And I take ibuprofen all the time, just pop the ibuprofen and take the pain away for a while. And then I've just been living off that. And you told me not to try it. I was scared to do it, but I did it afraid, like Joyce Martin said, do it afraid. And I did it. And I can bend my knees. I can go like this.
So how long have you had that pain?
For years. God is awesome. Yes, I am. Because every time I sat down, get up and everything, my bones start popping. My knees pop, pop. Even the person next to me could hear it pop. And I'm like, I'm embarrassed. But I can bend my knees and everything now.
Brother Copeland, you know, I don't know if you could see, but, you know, so many people think like, well, it's great. You know, it's something simple. But she's been living in this pain. That was something significant for you.
Oh, Lord.
When I was younger, I used to be a weightlifter and jogging and everything. I loved sports and stuff, but I had hip surgery done because I hurt myself in the weight room. But boy, I tell you what, this is awesome that I can.
So you're gonna go for a walk tomorrow?
I'm going for a walk tonight. Today.
Oh, thank you, Maria. Praise God. That is wonderful.
Are you ready to experience a life of divine health, vitality, and victory? Introducing the Harvest of Health Package, a collection designed to empower you and elevate your health. Turn on healing scriptures and let the Word of God guide you on a journey of faith and healing. Listen as Kenneth Copeland reads anointed healing scriptures. Defeat doubts and receive your healing, allowing the transformative power of God's Word to get into your heart and flow through you. Explore the profound revelations in Jesus Healed Them All, a book by Gloria Copeland. Discover the will of God in action through the ministry of Jesus. Dive into overwhelming scriptural evidence that without a doubt, it is God's plan to heal today, just as in the time when Jesus healed them all. And for those committed to living in divine health every day, the Harvest of Health mini book by Gloria Copeland is your guide. Don't wait for an emergency. Start feeding on healing scriptures now. Learn how to sow the word of God into your heart and reap a harvest of health in your life every day. Because now is the time to embark on a journey to a healthier, more abundant life. Order your free copy of the Harvest of Health Package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Sow the Word of God into your heart daily and live in divine health. Feed your spirit on the Word and stay ready to reap your harvest of health every day. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. God has provided healing and wholeness for you in all areas of your life, spirit, soul, and body, financially and socially. In a world filled with trouble and worry, you can turn to the one who said, I will restore health unto you and I will heal you of your wounds. It is God's will that you be saved, healed, and blessed. While on earth, Jesus flowed in God's power and he never refused anyone who came to him. Jesus said in Luke 4:18 and 19, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Now, don't wait for an emergency or a life-threatening crisis to occur. Come and live under the loving care of the Father through a covenant with him that includes spiritual life, health, and prosperity. This is a life-changing decision that starts with asking Jesus into your heart and making him the Lord and Savior of your life. Pray this prayer with me. Lord, I confess my sins before you. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive my new language. Thank you that I'm born again. Amen. Praise God. Welcome to the family of God. Today, your spirit is born again, and you are just as free from sickness and disease as you are from sin. Your new life in Christ gives access to all that heaven has to offer. And to help you learn more about who you are in Christ, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to give you a gift. It's called the Salvation Package and comes with the book, He Did It All For You, and some information to help guide you through reading and studying your Bible. Jesus did everything for you to live in victory and gave you his authority over all of the curse. Read your Bible and fill your heart with God's word. Continually feed your spirit with the word of God and build your faith and grow in wisdom and knowledge. Request your salvation package today on KCM.org. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
If you received Jesus into your heart and made him the Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation.